let's head to the KRDO Newsline as qualifying runs began early this morning for the 100th running of the Broadmoor Pikes Peak International Hill Climb. Joining us on the KRDO Newsline now, David Donahue, the fast qualifier this morning from the Time Attack 1 division. And Dave, thanks so much for joining us here on KRDO News Radio.
Well, thanks for having me on.
And, you know, let's talk a little bit about the conditions. I was up there with you guys for the very first practice day, kind of talking with you, and you were running in somebody else's car. So what was it like getting out there qualifying today in your own Porsche?
Well, it was a little dirty on the first run, but, the weather was surprisingly mild, and the conditions were really good. The rest of the competitors were pretty efficient, so we got three runs, which, it's a huge grid this year. I thought maybe we might get one, maybe two, if we were lucky, but getting three, for everyone in the section was I think quite an accomplishment from the organizers and the competitors alike.
Absolutely. And, with me knowing that it's different qualifying in the different sections, what section did you guys run this morning and how were the conditions kind of gearing up for Sunday?
So the way it works, as you know, we qualify in three different sections, the bottom, the middle, and the top. We practice in three different sections, the bottom, the middle, and the top. So whenever any group gets to the bottom for the first time, that counts as qualifying. So on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are the official practice days. Friday is an optional day, which repeats Tuesday. So whatever group is like on the bottom on Tuesday, we're on the bottom on Friday. If you're on the top on Tuesday, you're on the top on Friday. As an option, you don't have to do it. So the guys that are on the bottom tomorrow, that'll be their qualifying. There's a couple classes that ought to have faster cars than us. So while I'm on pole right now, it's not likely going to hold, especially with some of the modified cars that are out there, the unlimited cars that are out there that are really blindingly fast and very lightweight.
David, you've won the 24 Hours of Daytona. You've also raced in the NASCAR Busch Series, the Craftsman Truck Series. What makes you keep coming to Pikes Peak? Is this just such a unique situation that it just kind of addicting?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I've got a friend, Romain Dumas, has the overall record on the mountain. You know, he's won Le Mans overall. He's won Daytona overall. He's won a lot of stuff all over the world. And he was asked, what does Pikes Peak compare to in the rest of the world? He does a lot of rally as well and so forth. He's like, it's like nothing else in the world, period. It's completely unique. And, for one thing, if you're a sports car driver and you like driving, I mean, you get a really good mountain road closed just for you in a good car. So, I mean, that's kind of like a dream come true right there. But it's a huge personal challenge. It's 150.
All right. Well, David, thank you very much for coming and talking to us again. We're looking forward to seeing you on Friday, and good luck the rest of the week up on Pikes Peak.
All right. Thanks. Looking forward to seeing you at FanFest.
Okay. Thank you so much.